All right, everyone, time now for our news review with the U.S. government shutdown in review. Let's go. And now the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives says that the government shutdown that's been caused by the president over the border wall funding is totally unnecessary.
And Madam Speaker, what about this, since everyone is leaving here, it's guaranteed this will be the longest government shutdown. What are your comments on that, just the fact that we are going to be at day 22 starting Saturday?
Well, it's unfortunate because it's totally unnecessary. And in fact, we have given many paths to alleviating this opening up government.
Nancy Pelosi added that it is now up to President Donald Trump to make the next move to end the shutdown. And she made the remarks during a ceremonial signing of a House bill that restores funding for two federal government agencies that have been closed due to the shutdown. Senate now has to vote on the bill, but its Republican leader Mitch McConnell said he will not bring the measure up for voting as the GOP stands with the president to get this funding. Now joining us for more on the story is a Colin Campbell, Press TV correspondent out of Washington, D.C., and Keith Preston, chief editor at AttackTheSystem.com out of Richmond. Hello, gentlemen. Thank you both for joining us. Okay, Colin, give us the latest so far. Let's start with you with the latest.
Well, there doesn't seem to be any compromise in sight, and many Republicans believe that the president will decide to declare a national emergency trying to use military funds in order to build the wall that he wants. Really, what has happened so far is the president has backed himself into a corner. He doesn't have many options in which to negotiate with. So many people feel he'll do this, what some are describing as the nuclear option, trying to use the U.S. military to build the wall. However, he will face a number of court proceedings. He will be sued if he tries to go this route. And Democrats say they are still unwilling to fold and to capitulate to the president, giving him $5.7 billion to build a wall.
Now, if I could swing over to Keith Preston. Keith, this is affecting nearly a million U.S. federal employees. And you know that, you know, non-essential services are basically shut down right now. Not only are these 800,000 jobs, basically there's a bunch of peripheral jobs that are being affected. You have reports of, you know, federal employees taking jobs at Uber, which is a double whammy because you have Uber drivers saying, hey, we drive these guys to work. Now they're over here, you know, dipping into our basket. Basically, it's a mess out there. Why doesn't the government really respond to the people's needs right now?
Well, that's a very good question, and it's a question of why doesn't the government respond to the people's needs in many other areas besides the shutdown. But essentially what's happening here is that the two parties are using this issue to engage in a great deal of political theater and political grandstanding. It's interesting to note that in the past, the Democrats have never offered any resistance of any significance to other policies that a Republican administration wished to pursue in order to make a political point, and the same is true as well. There have been plenty of Republican administrations and Republican Congresses that have also not taken things quite this far in order to block some kind of policy initiative. So what's really happening here is we have to look at the political theater that's being used. We have to look at the fact that Donald Trump is simply trying to rally his own base, many of whom have very negative views of immigration. Trump ran as a candidate who was going to crack down on illegal immigration, and in order to save face with his own constituents and his own supporters, he has to look like he's making a strong stand on that question. Now, the Democrats have been trying to undermine the Trump administration ever since Donald Trump took office. They have their own constituents that they are in need of continuing the support to gain support from. So this is essentially a political standoff that is resulting the result of partisan rivalries. This goes way beyond the immigration issue itself. This is more about political rivalries between the two parties and their various constituents, and the immigration issue has become a hot button issue that's in many ways now become a symbolic issue. In particular, the building of the wall, this is essentially a symbolic issue at this point that represents the standoff that's going on between the two political parties and the constituencies that they represent. So neither side can really afford to back down politically, because both sides are going to be viewed as weak and as caving into their opponents. Now, the problem with that is that people's interests are being sacrificed in the process.
And I don't mean to cut you off, Keith. I just want to get into, play a soundbite really quick for our viewers. I'm going to get back to both of you gentlemen. Now, the U.S. President Donald Trump says that he will not declare a national emergency, which he can, and that he will wait now for Congress to resolve the crisis created by this government shutdown. Have a listen.
Now, the easy solution is for me to call a national emergency. I could do that very quickly. I have the absolute right to do it. But I'm not going to do it so fast, because this is something Congress should do. And we're waiting for the Democrats to vote. They should come back and vote. They want to go home. They're probably home by now. And Nancy and Chuck and all of the folks that could settle this thing in 15 minutes, I used to say 45 minutes, now I say 15 minutes, it's so simple. We need money for a barrier. If we don't have a barrier, we're just wasting all of the other money. There's no technology that's any good. I think you'd say that. You know that probably better than anybody, most of you guys. You know, without the barrier, you don't have security. Without the barrier, you have people driving in loaded up with drugs, with smuggled people, with all sorts of things that you don't want to know about. So we need a barrier. It's a very simple meeting.
And now I'm going to swing back to Colin Campbell. Colin, we don't have much time. In less than a minute, I mean, right now, you know, the House of Representatives they put a bill forth saying that they're going to try to fund, at least temporarily, the Interior Ministry and the EPA. But guess what? It's probably going to die in the Senate. Senate decides what? We're going to stand by the president. Who's going to really win in this, and who's going to lose? I mean, at one point, it was the Dems against the president, so it was making both of them kind of look bad to hold out for this long. And the Republicans were kind of snickering, but now the Republicans have shown that they were going to stand next to the president, so no one really wins, do they?
No one wins, and I would say the American people are the losers.
And Keith, let me put that same question over to you. Winners, losers, who comes out on this thing on top ultimately?
Well, as with other controversial public issues of this type, eventually some kind of compromise will be worked out where both parties can be seen as not losing. What both parties have to do at this point is simply be perceived by their constituents as, if not winning, at least not losing. And that's what's going to happen eventually. So perhaps Congress will appropriate some funds. A little bit of wall will get built at some point, and then they'll forget the whole thing, and then they'll come back to it again at some point. And that's the way these kinds of controversies usually play out.
Thank you, gentlemen, for both joining us. Keith Preston and Colin Campbell, thank you. And that's a wrap for your news review, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and it's a bye-bye.